a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Excuse me. Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Larry Cass, and our page leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance is Lauren Nelson from Sioux Falls.
Let us pray. Oh God, it is a time of grief for our state as we remember the life of Bill Janklow. We pray that you will be with his family, but most of all, we are so thankful for the time that he served and the time that each senator here has chosen to serve. We pray that you will be with this group this day, that you will give them the wisdom, the strength, and the courage to do all that is needed to help our state make the best of these times. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bilgalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nostrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Before we proceed any further, as we all know, we're blessed to have a member of the South Dakota Medical Association that serves as Doctor of the Day with us, and we're privileged today to have from Vermilion Dr. Charles Yelverton. And not only is Dr. Yelverton here in service to all of us, but is a good friend, and we appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Charles Yelverton. Okay, communications, please.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to provisions of Chapter 145 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Patricia Simmons, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until December 31st, 2015. Dennis Dugard, Governor. Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to provisions Chapter 145 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Terry Sabers, Davidson County, Mitchell, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until December 31st, 2015. Dennis Dugard, Governor.
The President announces that both of these appointments have been referred to the Committee on Education. Reports of standing committee, please.
The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 18 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill do pass. And Senate Bill 20, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day, Tom Hansen, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services has had under consideration Senate Bill 2 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And Senate Bill 21 and with the recommendation that said bill be amended and so amended said bill do pass. Jean Hunhoff, Chair.
Report of Joint Selects.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports it has had under consideration the joint rules and requests adoption submitted by Val Roush, David Luss, Bernie Hanhoff, House Committee, Bob Gray, Russell Olson, Jason Frerich, Senate Committee.
Motions and resolutions, ma'am.
Senator Gray moves to amend the 2012 session calendar by moving Legislative Day 5 to Thursday, January 19, 2012, Legislative Day 32 to Friday, March 2, 2012, Legislative Day 33 to March 19, eliminating Legislative Days 34 and 35 and adjusting the remaining calendar appropriately.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. For those that are listening on the Internet, due to the services for Governor Bill Janklow, the legislature has modified its calendar, and that first reading was of the Joint Select Committee adopting that, and so you'll see that in your rules book when they're finalized as a result of that motion. That's why we did not have an adoption motion. Consideration reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 11 as found on page 50 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading? Excuse me. Yes, first reading.
Senate Bill 58, an act to revise certain provisions concerning elections conducted at voting centers and to declare an emergency.
The President announces the assignment of Senate Bill 58 to the Committee on Local Government.
Senator Olson moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Thursday, January 19th, the fifth legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Good. That's it. Any announcements? Any announcements? Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the body's information, when appropriations meets once again on January 19th, next Thursday, we'll have BIT from 8:25 to 11, and then we'll go with DNR from 11 till noon, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy will meet Thursday, fifth legislative day, 10 a.m., room 423.
10 a.m. Thursday. Thank you. Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary Committee will meet at 8 a.m. on Thursday.
Thursday, 8 a.m. Judiciary.
Mr. Senator President, Johnson. Thank you. Senate Ed will meet next Thursday at 8 a.m.
Senate Ed, 8 a.m. Thursday. Any other announcements? Any other announcements? Yes, sir. Senator Gray.
Just a reminder, in light of the calendar change, I just want everybody to make sure that they have their bills in the drafting process. I believe, and I'm going to look at Jim right now, that all drafts need to be into LRC by next Friday. So if you have a draft out there that you need done, you have an idea over this weekend, this long weekend, get it into LRC. They'll be working on Tuesday. They'll be here on Wednesday. So please get those in as soon as possible. All bill drafts with sponsors due back, with your sponsor sheets then, due back on Tuesday the 24th, with the final deadline, your final three being on Thursday the 26th. So you do have almost 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday to get all your bills in. If you have more than three, you need to get them moving along. But if you have three or less, you'll have some time. But just want everybody to be cognizant of those deadlines. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And I'm looking, since Mr. Fry is here, I'm going to assume to reinforce that by virtue of the House and the Senate adopting the new schedule, that will show up as the second amended on the Internet for people to look at and reaffirm. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct. It'll appear on the website as a second amended calendar.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. It's a great reminder. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Wow. I wish to announce that's your only motion for the whole term, okay? Enjoy it. All those in favor of adjournment, signify.